Okay, a few rules before we start the show. Get the children away from here. I don't know what I might say by mistake. I don't want to offend your little people there. So get rid of your children, not permanently, just for a period of time. At least 300 feet away. Like, you know, in the back of a fire truck, there's a little sign in the back fire truck, please keep at least 300 feet away. It's the same with this show. Just keep them away from here. That's number one. Number two, I need to point out the fire exits by law. Should there be some type of a crazy thing that happens on this show, you're going to be asked to exit the area quickly. I'm going to point out the, see the exit sign over there? Very slowly and carefully file out of that if I give instructions accordingly, okay? And there are evacuation routes that are posted on signs along the road if you happen to be driving while you're listening to this program. Third, don't you dare leave the area until I finish the program. That is very upsetting to me. It throws me off my game, of which I have none, basically, to begin with. So please, and the fourth thing is, do not contact me under any circumstances. I'm not a social media person. I don't even know what it means. I have like 5 Facebook accounts. I never visit them unless it's a holiday. So please do not contact me. Do not send me little emails and little twats and telling me that, oh, that show was wonderful, Ron. I love that show. I don't care. Or Ron, you're very offensive. I don't care. Just don't do any social media on me at all. I don't read them. I don't care about them. I don't even know what they are. I'm lucky if I can figure out how to work a phone. I have a cell phone, and I get all kinds of notifications. I'm notified up the ass, man. I get notifications all day for all different things. When someone calls me, what do I hit? What do I do? We slide the little green icon to the left, to the right? How do I answer the phone here? And when I'm finished with the phone call, what do I do then? Slap the phone twice? Turn around? I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. It does bear my name, so I bear some responsibility for this. Not a lot. As you know, the show is very protected, so to speak. There are a lot of protections involved with this show. So what's going to happen is, in order for you to continue listening to the show, I'm going to send you an authorization code through your text, and then what you do is you go online to newenglandbroadcasting.com and you fill in the 17-digit code to prove that you're not a robot. Some of you have to prove that you're not a human being, because I don't really buy that. And at that point, you can listen to the rest of the show. It's a security thing. I went to Walmart a couple of days ago, and I really didn't. I'm just saying it to, you know, to make this thing work. I went to Walmart a few days ago, and I had to find my best pajama pants, otherwise they don't let you in Walmart. I've told you this many times before. Sometimes I'll be dressed up, and then I want to pick something up from Walmart, and I say to myself, wait a minute, I can't go in there dressed like this. I'm too well-dressed. they're going to throw me out for sure. Excuse me, sir. You cannot come into our store. You're too well-dressed. Go home, put some pajama pants on, maybe some jeans with holes in them, and then you can come in and shop, 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 shop. Have a good time shopping. But you're not coming in dressed like that. I'm serious. The reason I can't really buy anything at Walmart is if I buy it and I get it home and it doesn't work or I don't like it, I can't return it to Walmart because I have to stand on line for 7 hours. There's like 500 people in line to return stuff. What does that say for Walmart? Everything that you buy from here, you're eventually going to return it? They do have everything at Walmart. You know, they actually have people you can marry there? They do. There's a shelf for that. Yeah, you pick them off the shelf, you know, and you marry them. But you can always get an annulled. There's an annulment line. That's the return line at Walmart. Anyway, so going to Walmart to buy some stuff. Because things are cheaper from Walmart. For now, very soon with the trade wars with China, everything's going to be very expensive at Walmart. It's going to be like some kind of expensive department store. Everything's going to be like $1,000. It's true. It's true. Walmart's going to get very, very expensive. I told you, there's going to be no more dollar stores with this China trade war. I'm serious. They're going to be like $50 stores. Everything $50. No questions asked. As little as $50 for everything. Anyway, so I go into Walmart, and I'm picking up a ream of paper for my copy machine. Why is a bunch of paper for a copy machine called a ream? Where did they get that from? Who made that up? It's a package of copy paper. There's usually 500 sheets in it. It's a package of copy paper. What? No, Ron, it's a ream. Why are you making up words just for specific items? It's a ream? What is that? Is that some unit of measure for Belgium? I mean, like, what's a ream? Stop making words up like that, and then we're supposed to use them. Well, how much paper do you want? 500 sheets? No, say it right. A ream. Okay, good. Such an odd word, a ream. I would never use a word like that for any other purpose. I want a ream of that, please. Why? Half of you don't even know what that means. I know you don't. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Education is different. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So I go into Walmart to buy some copy paper, a whole ream. And I'm in there. And I'm also buying some antacids. If I eat the wrong stuff, I'll get like heartburn or gas or something. I'm a pleasure to be around. I've got more stuff going on inside my esophagus than anybody could ever. I'm producing gas 24 hours a day. You don't have to drill for oil or anything like that or do coal mining. I've got plenty of gas within me. I've got natural gas. It's all real. It's all natural. I make it up. If I could just hook my ass up to my stove, I could cook all day. Wouldn't taste great, but I could cook all day. I could heat my home all winter on my natural gas, simply from eating stuff and producing my own natural gas. I am a refinery. I am a walking refinery. So I'm buying antacids and all this. I got like about 8 items or something, and I stand online in order to check out. And I think the only requirement at Walmart to be a cashier is breathing. And even then, not necessarily a lot of breathing. They're not very efficient at the Walmart that I go to. Anyway, so I get to the front of the line, and I insert my card, and they put it in the... Walmart does something that I really hate. instead of putting your items in a package, in a plastic bag, whatever, they have this little carousel deal. It's like, it's a merry-go-round of your stuff. It's odd. It spins around. It's like a lazy Susan. And I've known a lot of Susans, and they were indeed all lazy. So I get it. I get it. They take the stuff, and they open up the little plastic bag, and they shove the stuff in the bag, and then they move the merry-go-round, the carousel, another position. They open up the next bag, and they put... And then I pay for the stuff, and I always have to say to the cashier, is this all of my stuff? I mean, how many more bags are coming around the mountain here? I mean, I hate that merry-go-round of my stuff. It shouldn't be up to me to take my stuff off of a merry-go-round. Hand it to me. Give it to me. I'll put it in my carriage, and we'll be happy. Don't start giving the products that I've just purchased an amusement park ride. I mean, you're confusing me with this merry-go-round. I never think right away that I've gotten all my stuff here. Did you make the merry-go-round go around all the way? Is it is there more on the other side of the carousel? You're confusing me with this stupid contraption. This roulette wheel of my stuff. So I take everything that I can possibly think of off the merry-go-round, I put it in my cart, and I start to walk out of the store. And here's something new that's been going on for about a year, but I mean, I get stopped just as I'm about to leave the Walmart by a person whom does not look like they're capable of stopping me if I were to run out with something. It's just, I don't know who this person is. She comes up to me and she says, can I see your receipt? No. Why are you asking me? Can I see you without your pants on? No. She said, can I see your receipt, please? And I show her the receipt. And she starts going through my merry-go-round bags. She starts going through it like she's a TSA agent or something at the airport. Like she's going to find an open tube of toothpaste or something. What are you doing? Do we have security now? And then she looks at me and she says, okay. What do you mean, okay? What the hell does that mean? What do you mean, okay? Have I been cleared for takeoff? What do you mean, okay? Well, of course I'm okay. I'm coming from the register directly to the door with a receipt in my hand and carousel bags. You check it out like I'm some type of a hijacker or something. I'm not a terrorist. I just got a ream of paper.
A ream? What's the ream? I don't understand what a ream is.
And I leave the Walmart and I feel so bad about myself. It's like, why am I wearing the wrong colored pajama pants? Why did you stop me? Why would you do that? If I walk out of the place with something like huge, like a brick oven or something, you can stop me and say, did you pay for that? But come on, man. Seriously? Nothing's more demeaning than being security checked by a Walmart greeter. And that's all these people are. They're the Walmart greeters who are just sick of greeting people. I've never met a Walmart greeter before that I knew personally, because if I did, I'd ask them a lot of questions about their job. I can't imagine going to a job interview at Walmart. Okay, we've got some openings here. We have an opening for a Walmart greeter. Have you ever greeted anybody before? No, I've never said anything to anybody ever. Have you ever said hello to somebody when they walk through a door? I did back in high school. I think I said hello to somebody when they were walking through a door. Oh, good. So you do have experience. Yes. Huh. Do you think that like when someone walks through the door in our store, you could say, hi, welcome to Walmart? Ooh, that's a rough one. I don't really... That's going to be a rough thing. Do I need training? Yes, there's a 6-month training period where we teach you how to say, hello, welcome to Walmart. Oh, and then every once in a while, we're going to ask you to line up the shopping carts. Oh, I can't, oh no, no, I can't. That's too much physical. I can't do that. So wait a minute now. So it's hello, welcome to Walgreens? No, Walmart. Oh, okay. Hello, welcome to Walmart. Okay, and then I take the shopping carts and I line them up like one behind each other. Yes, like traffic on a highway. Okay, all right, okay, I guess I can do that. And then they hire the person because they're the best person they could find to say, welcome to Walmart. It's like the people that, you know, the greeters at Walmart are not exactly great at what they do. They're really not. And when I walk into a Walmart, it's like, hey, welcome to Walmart. It's like, wow, that's the only thing you were hired to do, and you can't even do that well. But good, I'm glad you got a job. So then you learn that. You get that down, like, hi, welcome to Walmart. And you line up the carts. And then they throw another thing on you, I guess because it's hard to get good people. Okay, here's what we want you to do. We want you to go to the, turn around to the right, and when people are leaving the store, instead of saying, hello, welcome to Walmart, I want you to say, you bastard, show me your receipt. Can you say that? You bastard, show me your receipt. That's all. Just check people out. Make believe that all the stuff in the store is worth something to us. Make it look like this is serious merchandise going on. And if you ever see a guy walk toward the exit door with a ream of copy paper, you make damn sure you check their bags because those are the ones that we really don't trust. And if they're really dressed nice, you double check them out because that's an indication of theft.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. It's just unbelievable. A couple of months ago, I went to Walmart to buy some shoes. I know, it's embarrassing. Yeah. Walmart has the cheapest shoes as far as price is concerned. Their shoes are, I think, $1 a shoe. I think it's like dollar store prices. No, their shoes are, they're like, $19. Which is, there's a great disparity between shopping at Walmart for shoes where they're $19 and a regular shoe store where they're like $80. I don't know. So I go into Walmart because I just want some shoes just to knock around in. I don't want any serious shoe stuff going on. You know, $20, even that's a lot for shoes. So I go into Walmart and I go into the shoe section and I'm all excited because I'm going to get a pair of $20 stupid shoes. And so I'm looking at the shelf, and it's kind of funny. I wear a size 11 and a half shoe. I guess for a guy, I have big feet. They're not the biggest. They're not the smallest. They're a little on the larger size of feet. And I like them wide, baby. I like them wide, and you know that's how I like it, baby. So I'm looking on the shelf, and I see some knock around black shoes, and I say, well, that's perfect. Black is good. It goes with everything. Neutral color. And I'm looking at the shelf, and I'm about to try them on, and I realize they've only got 3 boxes of shoes my size. 3 boxes of shoes. And they're all styles that I don't wear, and there's only 1 shoe in the box. So I figure, all right, I can wear a size 12. There are no size 12 shoes. I can wear a size 11. There's no size 11 shoes. All there is these 3 boxes of 11 and a half and a couple of boxes of size 2. And the 11 and a half, there's only 1 shoe in each box. somebody, I don't know who they are, somebody finagled the boxes and bought two left shoes and screwed up two boxes immediately. And I don't know who this person is, but I'd love to see their feet. I really don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, if you're going to start being a security person at the exit door at Walmart, start checking out what's inside of the shoebox. You may be surprised. Anyway, so that didn't work out. This place confuses me. Walmart does have very, very cheap prices for T-shirts. They're like $3 for a T-shirt. And, you know, at that rate, I consider them to be disposable. That would be their disposable line of T-shirts. What is the point of doing the laundry if you only pay $3 for your T-shirt? Seriously, man. Wear it once. Wear it until there's holes in it. Don't wash it. And throw it out when you're finished. $3. Come on. You don't keep anything that's $3. That's embarrassing. I think it costs more for the laundry detergent when you put it in the washing machine for the load cycle than it does to buy another T-shirt. For $3, come on. Try it, man. There should be a line around the block for their T-shirts. $3. I'm surprised it doesn't unravel as you're putting it on over your head. $3 for a T-shirt? You serious? In all kinds of colors, too. All kinds of colors. It's really something. All right, enough about Walmart. A lot of people work there. There are a lot of people that work there. They wear these blue aprons with some kind of odd logo. I don't know what that is. It looks like a flower with no center. I don't know what that Walmart logo is. I could never figure that out. I don't know what that represents. It's just odd looking is all. It's just odd looking. But there's a lot of Walmart people walking around at Walmart. And it's I don't know. I don't know anything more about it. I just know that I can't buy anything there because it takes too long to return it. So I can't. Now, that's the opposite of a store called Best Buy. We have that in the Northeast. I don't know if it's a nationwide thing or not. Best Buy is very, very different. You walk in there and it's hard to find someone who can help you, always. Maybe that's, I go to more than one Best Buy in the area, and it's always hard to find somebody to help you. So I go up to, there's a little desk at the front door, and I say, look, I need some help here in this department here. I'm looking for batteries. And he says, and instead of the guy saying, well, that's aisle 17, he says, well, I'll get somebody to help you. And he gets on to the public address system. Attention, Best Buy employees. There's some poor schmuck looking for a battery. And the guy says, all right, they'll meet you in the battery department. Okay, I don't know where that is. That's the whole point. No one ever shows up. I'm waiting there like for 7 hours. Nobody shows up whatsoever. And when they do, they act very expert. Hi, I'm with Best Buy. Can I help you out? Yes, I'm interested in a television antenna. Oh, I don't know anything about that. Do you work here or you just own a blue polo shirt? What's the deal here? I don't know anything about that. TV antenna there. I don't know where they are. Do you want to know where the batteries are? Yes, please. And I'd also need batteries. Where are the batteries? I don't know where that is. I have no idea where that is. It's in the store somewhere there. I don't really know. I'll get somebody else. Can you stand here for another 7 hours while I get somebody else to help you? Wow. I'm exaggerating. That's not always the case. It's just when I go into the store. But the store that bothers me the most is CVS. At the CVS in which I shop, apparently they don't hire enough people. I don't know why not. CVS is a very busy drugstore. I'm sorry, Pharmacia. But they only seem to hire like one person ever. The one that I go to, I don't know if they have it at other ones as well. There's a bell. It's the old-fashioned bell where you hit the top of the bell and it goes ding. You know, the kind that was in the old hotel movies. They actually have one of those bells with a little sign next to it at the checkout place that says for help or something like that. To ring a customer, so just hit the bell. So it's like, wow, are you short of people here? and the person usually that's working the register is unloading stock and putting it on shelves. I was like, can you hire someone to do that? Like, why you only hire one person? Now you go back to the pharmacy area; they've got six or seven people back there playing with drugs. They're just constantly like playing with drugs, but in the front where people buy stuff, ring the bell and we'll show up when we can. We're busy doing things. So, wow, that's crazy, man. I've always wanted to be a pharmacist. I mean, I don't understand why it would take more than one day of training to be a pharmacist. You open up a large bottle of pills. And you take a small little bottle and you pour a certain number of pills, which automatically is counted out in a machine, by the way. And then you put a label on it and you give it to the people. I don't really understand what all this training is about. It's a great responsibility to make sure you put the proper pills in the proper bottle and give it to the proper customer. That's where the trick really is. But as far as moving a certain number of pills from one bottle to another, don't really see the education there. Of course, pharmacists sometimes are more knowledgeable than doctors. They know all about pills because I think it's a requirement that you have to ingest all of them at one point or another to understand what they actually do. I'm not sure, but I think that's part of the training system. And the worst thing about CVS is when you're checking out, when that person finally comes to the register and checks you out, they print that receipt. Of course, they always say, "May I see your CVS card?" Like some type of a communist country. You I want to see your card, please. I did with papers. Let me see your papers, please. They print out that the receipt is just not the items that you bought with the total. And here's your receipt. It is the Dead Sea Scrolls. It is a history of everything that's on sale at the store. The receipt is about a good mile long. It's extensive. And when you first look at it, wow, there must be a lot of good deals here. And then if you look at the receipt and you look at all the stuff they're offering, they somehow do for all the stuff you don't buy. Now I'm a guy and somehow I'm getting like a lot of deals on cosmetics. And I can't even buy the cosmetics for my significant other because I don't know what she does with those things. I don't know what cosmetics do. I have no idea. I don't know what she puts on her face. She's putting something on that, but I don't know what it is. I don't think I'm supposed to know. Isn't that the idea of it? Isn't the idea of makeup to look like you're not wearing makeup? That's a conundrum to me. You put something on your face to make it look like there's nothing on your face. That screws me up. That makes no sense whatsoever. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, then we're going to talk to our guest for today.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her. So live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Laura, how are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Great. Laura Higgins joins us. She is an online safety expert, and she's currently serving as Director of Digital Civility for Roblox. And you have a long career in this field. with great concern about the civility of what children pick up. How long have you been doing this?
So prior to working at Roblox, I was with the online safety team over at the UK Safer Internet Centre, where I ran all of our helpline services and worked around advising industry about different platforms and how to keep them safe.
Yes. Now, what age group do you specifically target? Actually, it's pretty much all of us, I think.
Absolutely. Roblox appeals to a very broad audience of players. So we have quite a young community on there, generally coming in around the kind of 8-9-year-old, up to the preteens. But all of the experiences on Roblox are built by the community themselves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our developers tend to be teenagers right up to kind of, you know, late teens.
Yeah, interesting. I guess the concern for a safe environment in this sense is more important now than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, safety is our number one priority. Mm-hmm. We take it very, very seriously. You know, we're lucky to have such a broad range of players on the platform. And obviously, we need to be really mindful that the younger ones need a little bit of extra support and safety in place.
Yeah. And I don't think parents even really know how to handle this themselves, not only for their own safety, but they're certainly concerned about their children's safety in this regard, and I don't think they necessarily know how to tackle this.
So from our point of view at Roblox, this is a real area of focus. A large part of my role is about helping parents to understand what the tools are, mm-hmm. and how they work and how they can support their children. The number one piece of advice that we would always give is just talk to your children, mm-hmm. and spend time with them on the platforms they use.
Okay. Are there platforms that indeed handle this type of concern completely, where they get on a certain platform and then everything is filtered for them? Is that recommended?
So on Roblox, there's quite a curated experience for the younger players on the platform. Uh-huh. Parents have a lot of parental controls they can set on there. We have more stringent chat filtering, for example, for the younger players, and more age-appropriate games for the younger players as well. In my advisory work with other platforms prior to joining Roblox, and actually some of the conversations we still have now, I am pleased to say most platforms do take safety really seriously.
Yeah, most do. But then there are other factions that try to invade those platforms, I guess, as best they can to do otherwise. I'm sorry.
So we have a huge team of human moderators who are there dealing with any issues that come up on our platform. We have proactive moderation, trying to make sure that any content that's uploaded when children are making and developing the games is appropriate. Mm-hmm. And we have zero tolerance for any kind of abusive behavior on the platform. Take very strict and very quick actions.
Okay, so if someone were listening to this, and I hope they are, what would they do? Where would they go? How do they go about taking advantage of what's being offered here?
So if you visit the website, straight away, it's really obvious there's a section dedicated to parents. That would be a really good starting point. There's some bite-sized pieces of information on there and a downloadable parents guide. Mm-hmm. That talks you through all of the different tools and tricks that you need to keep your child safe on Roblox. And again, have that conversation. Get your child to show you which games they're playing and why they like them, and perhaps show them how to use the tools as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if parents put two and two together, but if you Google any particular subject, within about three of the choices, there's going to be something either pornographic or something that children shouldn't be seeing. And it's right there. I mean, it's like on a simple Google thing. It's amazingly weird.
It's a sad fact of life that kids are going to stumble across things that are upsetting to them, both online and offline. Mm-hmm. As parents, we need to try to help bring up resilient kids, have confidence in what they're doing. Make sure that they feel they can come and talk to you about anything that's upsetting. Mm-hmm. And for example, if there was something that needed reporting on a platform, do it together. It really empowers them and helps to educate them around keeping safe online.
Okay. So what's the website that we go to for this information?
So if you visit roblox.com, you can find us on those social media channels as well.
Okay. And I'll spell that for them. It's Roblox. Of course, .com, and all the information you need is there. And I guess with what you do, you've got to be constantly aware and constantly upgrading.
Absolutely. We're always looking at how we can increase the safety on the platform. We're growing out our team of human moderators all the time. And in fact, we've now rolled out 24-hour language support all over the world. So we're always looking at ways that we can get better and smarter.
It's pretty cool that there's a concern and that there's an answer for that concern. So not bad at all. Laura, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, man, this has been cool. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. It should be incredible. So until then, I wish you peace.